Telepresence is a word we use less and less, even as we live it more and more, forced as we've been into a world of Zoom conferences and video chatting. The word itself only appears in the 1980s, but long before that, scientists and artists were busy investigating what it might mean to use computer technologies to make us feel like we were present somewhere other than where we'd parked our bones. One long-term scholar of these questions is our guest this time, Chris Paulson, an art historian who studied the earliest forms of telepresence. We'll hear more about the artists from the 60s and 70s who helped form our understanding of what telepresence means next time, but this time we're going to hear about a computer science presentation held in San Francisco in the 1960s that earned the title The Mother of All Demos.
Artists in particular, like Vito Acconci, like Joan Jonas, like Chris Burden, Kit Galloway and Sherry Rabinowitz, as well as scientists like Douglas Engelbart, had really thought through a lot of the formal and social issues that we were going to be having with video screens well in advance of them becoming part of our day-to-day life. Around some of these historical events, I'm thinking 9/11 in particular, it was artists who I thought of first and foremost that they had prepared me in many ways for what I was seeing, had already started thinking through some of the problems that we'd be having with it, or the potentials of it, which as we live our professional lives and some of our personal lives now through these live video conference calls, I think a lot about Kit Galloway and Sherry Rabinowitz and their group Mobile Image, of how they were very interested early on, I mean, in the 1970s, of the tyranny of the screen and its boundaries and the way that we are tiled together in huge Brady Bunch-like arrangements of people all next to each other, and how the formal choices that we've made to organize our space really determine the kinds of sociality we can have, the kinds of experiences we can have, the kinds of collegiality and togetherness that can be accomplished are going to be part of the formal design. Each of us being in little boxes next to each other, or being dominated by our own image that we can become entranced with it. Thinking about how we will appear and how others will appear and what will be the boundaries of our virtualized spaces on the screen are really important to understanding how we're going to be together and how this might work or be productive or generative in some way.
You develop an idea of how telepresence had emerged, and you started at this ground zero, which is the mother of all demos in 1968. Tell us about that and Douglas Engelbart.
It's a well-known event in the history of computing where Engelbart, who was working at Stanford, developing what he called augmentation tools for computing, which would eventually turn into things like the mouse and other elements of kind of hyperlinking and word processing. All of these tools that we now take for granted were put on display in these early protean forms to a large audience in San Francisco in 1968 in this really quite dramatic for a computer demo or academic kind of lecture display of him appearing on an absolutely huge live projection video screen, which in itself was a very bizarre thing. It was borrowed from NASA, and it showed him overlaid with what he was doing as if you were seeing him through the screen. It was this incredible presentation of him demonstrating for us what it might be like to work at a computer, you know, a computer that we have, that we use now, that we'd be staring at a screen all day, that we'd be looking into this data space, and that we would be interacting with it. We'd be pushing buttons to make things happen, but we'd also be using the mouse as this analog of our hand to navigate the coordinates of data space. One of the things that was remarkable about it was not just that it demonstrated all these things that are now just a part of our, not just average computing experience, but our day-to-day life, as it turns out, before and after this pandemic, is that this was not the trend at the time. A lot of research, even in his larger milieu in and around Stanford and the various labs there was in artificial intelligence and seeking those, kind of taking humans out of the loop of kind of computing and processing. And he was very much committed to having us be an element that was always deeply tethered in. I mean, even physically tethered in that the earliest version, or one of the very early versions of the mouse, wasn't something that we held with our hands, but that attached to our knee under the desk as a brace so that we were like locked into this, moving our legs in this kind of full body experience of engaging with the screen. He showed something in it that wasn't actually part of his system, which was this live video idea that you could see him, his face on screen, as if you were looking through a screen at him and seeing kind of words appear across his face. This wasn't part of the actual experience of using his system, his NLS system, the online system. It was put there for our benefit to imagine the spectacular capacities of this new version of engaging with technology. This was a very consciously produced cinema-like spectacular to excite people about, and not just the computing audience who was very excited, but you can imagine the larger public, about what computing was going to be like, about what our new engagements with these technologies could be like in a future that had not come in 1968. And the elaborate means that went on to make that happen, it kind of showed how impossible it was, you know, borrowing equipment from NASA, setting up radio transmitters up the San Francisco Peninsula in order to make these things happen, essentially like producing an early version of the internet to make this happen. It was very much out of the realm of kind of immediate access for anyone. It showed us why we would want to use computers in our homes, why these wouldn't just be things for big business, but would be personal devices that we could imagine doing something with. Through this amazing and high-tech demonstration, one of the first things he does is show you how you could write a grocery list. I mean, it's so banal, but it's thrilling at the same time, because the idea was that we would be using computers and engaging with them in this deep, deep way for our everyday average things, which of course has become very true. But he stages this as a spectacular in which we can imagine ourselves connecting with others through screens.
Chris Paulson there, and we'll continue that conversation on Telepresence next time on Culture File.